doesn't work at all.
Oh, this works.
Awesome.
So, which amount?
Yeah, sorry, there's a little bit of like an interest behind the screen.
This one sounds the loudest.
It does.
Yeah, sorry. I have to plug.
You're working on it.
It's okay, we'll do the best we can.
I think we're live.
Yeah, sorry. All right, so we're gonna try our best here. We don't have a lot of volume, so maybe we can just start it, and they're gonna try and resolve and get us a little bit more volume this morning. As we go. So good morning, Weather Regional Water Quality Control Board. In a meeting today, Siskiyou County and the wonderful city of Weed, by way of introduction, and Ms. Kelly Gant from Trinity, Mr. Greg Giusti from Kaya, Ms. Valerie Quinton, Mr. Hector Bedoya from Healdsburg, and Mr. John Corbett from McKinleyville, and David Norna from Sebastopol. Now, would you please introduce staff?
I will. Is this mic on? Can you hear me okay? I'm Matt St. John. I'm the executive officer. Thanks so much for all of you being here. Introduce a few of our staff and then other staff that will be presenting at various information items, and action items will introduce themselves at that time. To my left is Nate Jacobson, our senior staff counsel, and Josh Curtis is our assistant executive officer. Across from me is Patty Corsi, who's our executive assistant and really running the show today. Thank you, Patty. And Brian Fuller is assisting her on audio. Thank you.
Okay, first a couple orders of business for ourselves here as a board. Ex parte disclosure is a disclosure item for us as board members where we have contact outside the normal business of this board. Looking for any ex parte disclosure? Yeah, I should have done that. Sorry.
I'll share that I've had numerous conversations with county agencies and stakeholders and water board staff on Russian River pathogen issues.
Fantastic. I want to also disclose I actually attended a meeting at the regional board offices about a week ago where we had a government agency meeting with the Crew tribe about various issues that they wanted to address. I've also wanted to disclose, as many know, we had catastrophic wildfires in Sonoma County and Napa County in October 8th and 9th of last year. So I had ongoing work in that firm as well as a board member. So any other non-disclosure, ex parte? Fantastic. Okay, state board liaison, Mr. Steve Moore from the State Water Board is here. He's our liaison. Steve brings us information from the state board. Steve, I don't know if that mic, this one's actually working better, I believe, so.
I'll give it a whirl. Testing, 1, 2.
Good.
That's good. You can hear from the public. The purpose of all of you. That's great. My name is Steve Moore. I'm the Vice Chair of the State Water Resources Control Board and the liaison to the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. I've been in that role for 6 years, and it's always a pleasure to come up here and visit Siskiyou County and be here in the town of Weed. I want to thank everyone for showing up. I look forward to hearing the board items today. There's a lot on your agenda, so I'm going to try not to do the half-hour thing that I sometimes do in Santa Rosa, because there's so much going on. In 2018, it should be no surprise to anybody, in the state of California, the focus is sharp on water. Many legislative actions are contemplated, and more than ever, we're reminded how water is something we all share, we all have an interest in, and we all need to work together to solve problems that benefit all of us. And I want to thank folks for inviting me on the field trip yesterday. I was inspired by what I learned at the Kettle Springs project, something that we've put 319H funding into, correct me if I'm wrong, in terms of directing the resources, money that we can direct into infrastructure with multi-benefits. And in this case, you really see on the faces of everyone participating, whether it's folks representing fishery resources or the ranchers, the benefits of this type of infrastructure to make more convenience for irrigation deliveries when needed, as well as protecting fishery resources, temperature, and fish barriers put in to prevent unintended consequences on the population. So, you know, I rode in the truck with the rancher, Pete Scala, who's been working here for 25 years and works for Sierra Pacific. And I just wanted, you know, I was in the truck a long time, so we talked about a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff. I'm convinced I really want to do an internship on a cattle ranch. It's incredible work that's been being done. And but I'll just share this. You know, he said, you know, even in the ranching business, we're always learning something new. And it's important that you design with Mother Nature and not against it. And I said, Pete, I can't believe you just said that, because I just addressed the American Society of Civil Engineers in a keynote address in San Francisco a couple weeks ago, and I said the same thing to transportation engineers in terms of looking at road projects in a holistic way and not fight nature in your design. So it was a nice moment to share with him and with you. You know, so I guess I'll just sum up by saying, based on my meeting folks who work the land, the tribes, all the folks that work hard up here, very optimistic that we can work together and figure out these difficult but important water resources issues in this part of the state. So I just want to encourage that partnership to continue and thank the regional board and the staff here for really trying to encourage that. So in my addresses to the regional board, there's 9 of them, the folks in the audience. I'm a liaison to 3 of the 9, and I usually, you know, talk about the budget issues and some of the things state water board is doing, what we recently did, and some legislations under discussion. I'm going to telescope that today and just talk about a couple things. You know, with respect to budget, though, an issue that's come up, and I talked with Executive Officer St. John about this, the cannabis regulation program. It's both a discharge regulation program that you all helped pioneer in North Coast Regional Board, but it's also a water rights program in terms of limiting diversions, and that's under the State Water Board. We do the drinking water, water rights, and water quality coordination with the regional boards. And an issue's come up as we roll out that program that we're not collecting as much fees as we need to eventually support the program based on fees. That's how we pay for our staff, is collection permit fees. But the cannabis issue is of statewide importance, and general fund taxpayer money is being used to get that off the ground. So this is something you all are aware of. I just want to highlight we're working hard to do the outreach to encourage enrollment in the regulatory program to have an even playing field for this group of cultivators. And ultimately, the law was structured so if you're going to get a cultivation license for cannabis through the Department of Food and Agriculture, you have to get state water board / regional water board approval in order to qualify for that license. So it's, you know, there's a key role, and given the impact on water resources, it makes a lot of sense. And the legislature sent that message loud and clear. So that will be an issue. We need to get enrollment in this program to make it sustainable. Another issue we're working on is the recycled water policy. The beneficial use of when you treat the waste out of wastewater, a resource that wouldn't otherwise be available, is a net benefit to California, and the state water code recognizes that. And we adopted a recycled water policy in 2009, updated it in 2013 to address problems of constituents of emerging concern. That's a complicated way of saying pollutants that might show up in drinking water or in the ecosystem that we need to keep an eye out for. And a lot of them can be related to our personal products, consumer products like pharmaceuticals, antibiotics, and other, you know, pesticides, you name it. There's a lot of things that can end up in the wastewater and need to be treated. And what we've learned, engaging the scientists, academics, is there's a handful of chemicals with certain properties that can get through a typical treatment process. And they have, and so they We've actually even added treatment processes to deal with some of these, like we call it advanced oxidation, to give you a fancy word. So, we're working on making sure that if we beneficially use wastewater for ultimately drinking water, that we are absolutely ironclad tight, protective of public health. We know the public is concerned about what's coming out of the tap water, and we recognize that and want to bring the best minds to addressing those questions and having an ongoing program of recycled water research, which we've done extensive funding of. And so this may not be as much of an issue. You know, at the state board, we really recognize that the water story varies where you are in this great, vast continental scale of a state we call California. And so there's different goals for recycled water in different parts of the state. And up here, we've got more water than maybe we're using from human use and diversion. It depends on the watershed you're in, don't get me wrong, in terms of the season and that sort of thing. But there's a different role here. And you know what we like to say in recycled water? As a civil engineer, I know how to design wastewater treatment plants, and I have a very solid confidence in recycled water. Our science panel says, let us be clear, recycled water is shown to be safe for its use in our state, as we're doing. Down in the Orange County, over a quarter of their water supply is recycled water. They spread it out and they put it, on the ground and ultimately drink it. And there's no health issues with that. What we're trying to avoid is sort of the buildup effect. Long-term, is there going to be more salt, or will these chemicals in pharmaceuticals or the additives that we might have in food, like sucralose, these things, will they start to accumulate? So these are things we're keeping an eye out on. The update's necessary because we're using recycled water for more things, and as we're trying to get the big cities of the state to kind of wean off dependence on water resources from far away and develop more local self-reliance, we call it. This is an important tool in the toolbox as our cities grow on the coast, that they're doing a good job of recycling and using the resources that are in their midst, and they don't have to take from far away in the state. So this is an important issue that we're engaging the regional boards on, and we recognize the North Coast board's history in recycled water and their concerns about protecting high-quality waters and the groundwater. And so I just wanted to talk about that. The draft policy will be on the street in the next few weeks. So I'm going to keep an eye out on that. I'll note that the chairs get together once a year, and Chair Norm will be joining us, along with the executive officers of the 9 regional boards, this coming Monday. And as vice chair, I help get these agendas together when the regional board members or the chairs get together. And we're going to, our agenda of topics folks might be interested in, I'll just rattle them off to give you a sense of, put the agenda together based on the input from the 9 regional board chairs. We're going to have a discussion about auto dismantlers. Now, this is something that's in every region. There's a business, and there's a need for the DMV to be involved in licensing these groups. Not all of them are licensed, and they're not all doing a great job on pollution control. And you can imagine vehicles can deliver a lot of pollution. We learned that in the fires from the wine country fires, the effects of vehicular pollution. We're also going to talk about SGMA, Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, and the role of the regional boards. It's not a central role, but as the protectors of groundwater quality, you certainly have a role in that. We want to discuss that in informing the SGMA efforts. We're going to talk about the Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program. We had a presidential order, park presidential order that we adopted on February 7th as a petition of a Central Valley Regional Board order in the East San Joaquin area. And there are certain provisions that are presidential that all the regional boards need to adopt in their forthcoming irrigated lands discharge permits. So we're going to talk about some of those and some of the things that are not presidential that are unique to that area of the state. And then finally, we're going to talk about the upcoming WQCC, and we're trying to make that agenda development of not just state board putting it together, but making it a team effort. So that's coming up. We look forward to those discussions, because they can then inform further WQCC discussions and suggestions for consistency around the state and how we address water quality. I wanted to end on an interesting story. You know, in 2014, the Division of Drinking Water was created. They used to be over in the Department of Public Health, and it was a brave new world for the State Water Board to regulate drinking water quality under the Safe Drinking Water Act. Because we're historic, you know, we usually do the water rights and the Clean Water Act type stuff. So this was a new challenge, but we thought that makes a lot of sense. Let's bring the whole water regulatory program under one roof. And also the folks that worked in drinking water didn't get a lot of, face time with the management of Department of Public Health. They're dealing with things like hospitals, AIDS, you know, West Nile virus, you know, things that kill people. Drinking water health issues aren't really an acute threat in our state, but they are a chronic threat in many parts of our state with respect to different contaminants. So they didn't get a lot of face time. Now that they're under the State Water Board for 4 years, they really appreciate how we're trying to integrate our drinking water and water quality programs. I hope the public appreciates that too, that we're not, you know, being siloed, but we're trying to coordinate. So in that spirit, you know, when in the Fountain Grove area of the Santa Rosa, I think the stats were there was this Zone 3 area where there's about 350 connections, okay, 350 houses, and only 13 homes survived in that little area. Okay, so that's pretty staggering to think about. And there was a report of some odor, and some drinking water folks did some sampling. They're out of the Santa Rosa office, the district office of drinking water, and they found benzene levels that were above the MCL, or the level of safe drinking water. And it wasn't really obvious, where did this benzene come from? And so a lot of sampling was done to figure this out. And I can only say there's only preliminary findings at this time that indicate the most likely source, because there was some elevated, you know, above 1,000 where the MCL's one. But you know, it was like 6 where they first detected. So it's a range that they're seeing. Well, the most likely source is thermal degradation of plastic pipe and other water system components. And when you say back siphonage or backflow of ash, soot, and other debris when the system lost pressure and service connection to burned homes were left open. So it's an interesting, you know, complicated example of entropy that happens in our system. And I'm sure you all heard stories about drainage pipes that made HDPE that just melted because of the extreme heat, and then that creates drainage issues and things that you guys have been dealing with. So there's sort of a multiplier effect of these wildfires when they reach these incredible temperatures and become firestorms. So it's an interesting story, and you know, we're making sure folks have safe drinking water through bottled water provision, and the city of Santa Rosa is working diligently on addressing these issues. So I thought I'd let you know that little story because it affects, or it's related to all the work you've been doing in terms of recovering from the North Bay fires. And with that, I'll conclude my remarks and happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Any questions for Steve Moore? Thanks for coming, North Steve. We're just going to keep it kind of short today. I appreciate you being brief and concise. And I guess we'll see you on Monday, too. Huh?
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.